Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Hei Amud Aleph of Masechta Sota. We are at the very top of Daf Hei Amud Aleph, and we're in the middle of talking about the evils of Gaiva. So, says Gemara, Ashar Legasei Aruach, Minayin, where do we ever find that the Torah says that one is not allowed to be a Bal Gaiva? So, Amar Rava Amar Ziri, we learn this Issa from the Pasuk, Shimu Vazinu Al Tigbahu, means don't be a Bal Gaiva. Rav Nachum Yisgam Mehachar, that's a different Pasuk. V'ram Levavecha V'shachachta, Es Hashem Elkach, the Pasuk continues that when you're a Bal Gaiva, you'll forget a Kodesh Baruch Hu Uksiv, and the Pasuk in Devarim Paraches tells us he shomer lecha pen tishkachas Hashem Elokecha, that there's a losa, say you have to be careful not to forget Hashem. Whenever it says the lashon of he shomer pen or al, it's always a losa. So those are two possibilities how we know the iser to be a Bal Gaiva, and how badly does Bal Gaiva get punished? Darush Avira Zimne Namar who are often confused for each other in Shas. So that's why there seems to be varying traditions all the time, whether it's Rav Asi or Rav Ami. But either way, one of them said, anyone who has Gaiva is ultimately going to be brought down from his Chashivos. Shenemar, Romo, Ma'at. You elevate yourself and you become Ma'at. You become small. Yashno Ba'olam. And yes, you'll say, unless you say, okay, but at least he'll still exist. Lomar, the inenu, not going to exist at all. V'im chozerbo, and if a guy does tshuva and he loses his gaiva, he does not, so then ne'esaf bezmanu k'Avram Avinu, then he'll die in his rightful time like Avram Avinu. Shenemar, v'humchu kakol yikvatsun, and v'humchu is if a person is a bal gaiva who then goes back to being nomuch, goes back to being low, then kakol yikvatsun, then he'll leave the world like the one who we say kol about, which is the Misa of Avram Avinu. Kavram Yitzchak V'Yakov Dichsibu Bakol Mikol Kol. Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov are referred to as Bakol Mikol Kol. By Avram it says V'Hashem Berachs Avram Bakol. By Yitzchak it says V'Ochal Mikol. And by Yaakov it says Kichanani Elokim V'Chiyeshli Kol. So we see Dafka the Avos are associated with the word Kol. V'im Lav, but if he doesn't do tshuva from his Gaiva, so then over Rosh Shibolas Yimalu. So says Gemara, my Uvroshi Boles, what does that mean? So Machlokas, Rav Huna Rav Chista, Chan Omer Kisosa de Shibolta, like the thorns that are found by the Shibolas, the part that's that is thorny, V'chanom K'Shibolas Atzma, like the Shibolas itself, like the sheath itself, sheath, I forget what it's called. Bishlam the Man Yamar Kisosa de Shibolta, if you say that it's like the Sosa de Shibolta, Hainu Dixiv Uvrosh Shibolas, because that's at the very top of the Shibolas. El Mandam Kisosa Shibolta Atzma, but if you say that it's about the Shibolas itself, my uverosh Shibolas, why does it say verosh Shibolas? Amravasi, v'chein tan d'ver b'shmol, mashal adam shnichlas l'toch sedeu, gavoa gavoa, humalakit. Person goes into his field to start harvesting, he takes the tallest standing grains first. So that's what he cuts off first. So too, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu goes in and he sees the Jewish people and he sees that some people are gove leiv, some people hold themselves higher, so that's what gets cut off first. So it says Gemara of Ezdako Shval Ruach, Rav Huna Rav Chista, that what do we do with that part of the pasuk in Yeshayahu Perek Nun Zayin? So Chad Amar, one of them says, when it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu stays with the Daka, it means Asi Daka, that he lifts up the lowly to himself. Chad Amar, the other one says, Ani Ezdaka, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't lift him up, rather Kodesh Baruch Hu lowers his Shechina to the lowly one. Umistaver Kamandi Amar, Ani Ezdaka. And that's the more Mistaver Shita, Shrek Kodesh Baruch Hu, he niach kol harim ugvaus v'hishra shchinaso al har Sinai v'lo gava har Sinai l'malla. Then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to choose har Sinai to give the Torah, he didn't make har Sinai the biggest mountain to reach the Shechina, he lowered his Shechina down all the way to har Sinai. So Amar Rav Yosef, v'lo yilamid adam midas kono, person should always learn from Hashem. Shai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, niach kol harim ugvaus v'hishra shchinaso al har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left all the other impressive places in the world, and he was Masher Shechina on Har Sinai itself. So you see, you should learn from there the power and the value of humility. Amar Abilazar, Kalim Shesh Bagas Haruach, Ro'i Legodo Ka'ashera. Anyone who has Gas Saruach, who's a Bal Gaiva, should be chopped down like an Ashera tree. Ksevach of Rami Akoma Giduim, Uksevach Hasam, Vashrehem Tigadeum. The Lashon of Gidua is used both by an Asherah tree and by a Bal Gaiva. V'omer b'lozer kodem yishish v'gasa ruach, ein afaru nino. A person's not going to get up into chiyas ha-meisim if he's Bal Gaiva. Shenemar ha-kitzuv ranu shoch ne'ofar. Shoch ve'ofar lo ne'emar. It doesn't say he who rests in the ground, ela shochne, he who resides in the ground. Mishnas ha-shochin la'ofar b'chayav. It means a person who became a shochin to the afar in his lifetime. It means someone who someone's going to have tchias amesim only if he made himself like afar. He was a nochi afar ve'efer. He was an anav. V'amr blazer kolam sheish v'gasaruach shchina mialela salav. The shchina cries over someone who has gasaruach. Shneamar v'kavah mimerchak yiyeda. So we say that a balgaiva mimerchak, meaning for many days before he suffers, the shchina is already groaning and sad about him. Darish ravira v'itemer blazer borei shloak minis kodesh baruch hu midas basar v'dam. Hashem is different than human beings. Midas basar v'dam gavoa roa es hagavoa ve'in gavoa roa es hashafel. That which is on high will see other things that are very high, but that which is high will not see that which is very low. You can't see the tiny ant in the ground. Av midas hakadosh baruch hu einu kin, but hakadosh baruch hu, it's the opposite. Hu gavoa v'roa es hashafel. Hakadosh baruch hu is the most mighty, the most high, and he sees that which is low. Shenemar ki ram Hashem v'shafel yira'eh. Amrav chisavi teimim mar ukva. Kaladim sheish v'gasaruach. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ein ani v'hu yichalim nador ba'olam. Anyone who's about gaiva, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I and he cannot live in the world at the same time. Shneamar, Milashim v'seisa re'eu oso atzmis, Giva einayim urchav levav oso lo uchal. Al tikri oso ela ito lo uchal. I can't be with him. Ika demasnila amesapri lashon hara. And some say this pasuk is really about those who speak lashon hara. Shneamar, Milashim v'seisa re'eu oso atzmis. Because the pasuk seems to be talking about people who speak in the first part of the pasuk. Amar of Alexandri, call it Adam sheish bo gasa ruach, afilu ruach kim'a ocharto. Anyone who's balgaiva, even a small little peronis, a small little suffering, will totally mess him up, will totally destroy him. Shneamar v'arishayim kayam nigrash, that rishayim will be wiped away like the yam. Uma yam sheish bo kama rivios ruach kim'a ovarto, just like a yam, which is such a big thing, the sea, but a little bit of wind will totally ocharto, will totally mess it up, and the waves will change, and the high tide and everything else. So Adam Sheinbo Ela Revius Achas, a person only has one Revius of Dam, which we assume is the lifeblood of a person, Alachas Kama Vakama, all the more so, is going a little piranhas is going to destroy him. Amr Bchibarashi Amrav, Tamil Chacham Tzorach Shehebo, Echor Mishmona Beshminis. A Tamil Chacham needs to have 1/8 of an eighth of Gaiva. Why? Amr Bchibarashi Amrav, Uma Atrele, Ki Sasa Lishibolta. It should crown him like the Sasa part of the Shibolas, of the stalk, that he should have a little bit of gaiva. That's the word I saw that when the Gemara in Gittin in the Chorban Agarita says that it was on Vasnusa Sherbishari ben Avkulas that destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, is because the pasuk says Tovas Hashem Kol Gvalev, and you could darshan Kol in two ways. That only someone who has that it's a toive even to have any gvalev, or it's only toive to have lots of gvalev. So Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulas must have paskin that the word Kol means any at all, that he has no gvalev, because it also says by a behema, kol mum lo yochal, that you can't have any mum in an animal that's brought as a carbon. So you could translate kol in two ways, any at all, or anything big. And the whole story over there in the Chorban Agarata was that they refused to bring a carbon that was sent by the Kesar that had a tiny little mum. So you see that Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulas understood that when it says kol, it means can't have any at all. So he must have had no gaiva at all, because Tov Hashem kol gavalev, zero gaiva, and therefore his anivus comes from the way he touches the word. But over here, our Gemara says that 1/8 of an eighth of gaiva is healthy. Amarava b'shamta d'ispe or b'shamta d'lespe. Someone should be put in shamta, a type of cherim, a tamachach that has extra gaiva. But someone who has zero gaiva should also be b'shamta. You need to have a little bit of pride. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, lo mino v'lo miktsasa. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, no thanks, I don't want any part of gaiva. Marzutra d'chsiv mi zutar dechsiv be tovas Hashem kol gvalev. Don't just know what the pasuk says that it's tovas Hashem kol gvalev, and he's understanding that it means any gavas lev whatsoever is terrible. Amar chiskia ain't filaso shel adam nishmas and kein mesim libo kibasar. A person's feelings are only going to be heard and accepted if he makes his heart like basar, which is very soft. That it should be soft from a nivus and shval ruach, shouldn't be like hard and difficult like a balgaiva. Shenem ravahayim idechodesh pechacho yavo kol basar lihishtachavos. Amar Rabbi Zera basar ksiv be vinirpa. By basar it says vinirpa. Adam lo ksiv be vinirpa. By Adam it doesn't say vinirpa. So why not to tell us that someone who's an anav like basar could have a refuah, but someone who's a balgaiva doesn't have a refuah for that which ails him. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, from the very name Adam, we learn that a person is not supposed to be a balgaiva. Adam are Rashi Tevos, Efer, Dam, and Mara, meaning he's all just ashes and blood and, you know, nothingness, all lowly things. Basar is Busha, Srucha, Rima, because sin and the Samach are interchangeable. Ikeda Amri, Sha'ol, Dechsev Shin. Others say, no, they're not interchangeable, so it's cheating to say Srucha is what the sin stands for. So you have to say it stands for Sha'ol, the depth, the lowliness. Amar of Ashi, kol adam sheyesh bo gasa ruach l'sof nivchas. Anyone who has gasa ruach is ultimately going to be diminished. Shenemar v'se'es u'l'sapachas. That we darshin, that because a person is a se'es, he lifts himself up, ultimately becomes a sapachas. Ve'in se'es al-lashon gava. Se'es means something high. Shenemar v'kol ha'harim ha'ramim v'al kol ha'gva'us ha'nisa'us. Ve'in sapachas el-tfeila. And sapachas means something very low. Shenemar s'facheni na alach sekunos lechol pas lechem. So again, it's just all the same, obviously a lot of details over here, and there's a lot to discuss, but the point, the main point of the Amud is one very basic main point, and that is that a person should not be a Balgaiva, and that it's quite a terrible midah to be a Balgaiva. But we did have a Machlokas whether any gaiva is healthy. Is there any amount of gaiva that's appropriate for a Talmud Chacham to have? You know, the Sefer Orchos Tzadikim is all built on the premise that there's no such thing as a midah that is purely bad. And even when it comes to gaiva, which is the absolute worst midah in the entire world, he says you have to have a little bit of pride. It is important to have some sense of gaiva, like they say, not to be a shmata, that a person should have some sense of pride, but not too much. Not only not too much, not even a reasonable amount, an eighth of an eighth, a very, very tiny amount. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up next time with Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi.